first started, I had fairly basic technology in terms of internet connection. I had the sort of average standard computer and software, but in terms of internet speed, very, very slow back in 1997 when I first started. And so incrementally that has sort of changed and improved over the years, thank goodness. Yes, I was still able to do that work, though, with that slow connection.
So, Chris, how difficult was it to negotiate with state government to allow you to work from outside of Longreach?
That's an interesting question. I always get asked that. It's not an easy thing to pull off, and I think it was a combination of luck and circumstances that allowed me to get my first teleworking job. How it happened was I had spoken at a conference about the benefits of internet for rural communities, and at that stage it was all fairly new, and I'd heard about the concept of teleworking and thought, wow, how fantastic that would be for rural and remote Australians. And so I had spoken about this in this presentation at Charters Towers, it was, at a Rural Futures conference, saying it would be a fabulous opportunity for government to employ skilled teleworkers in the bush. And I was very lucky to meet a supportive mind in government who could see the benefits and finally offered me a job.
Did you find there were many supportive minds in government?
I would have to say there was a mix. I worked for government for about 11 years on and off, and I have to say I had very good support, or it wouldn't have happened. And that support came even as high up as directors general in the past. But there was definitely a mix of attitudes towards it. My first job was working for a Brisbane-based office whose business was about rural communities, and all the staff was based in Brisbane. I would say most of the staff were very supportive of the concept, and the manager definitely was. But there were some who saw it more as probably taking their jobs. But largely, most are positive, can see the benefits, and particularly for that office whose business was about rural communities, we were able to connect them better with the bush. And they went on after my employment, which was a trial, to employ two other teleworkers who worked from rural areas around the state as well.
Did you find that you were working harder at home than you would have been if you were in the office because you wanted to prove yourself or prove that you were at work, you know, the same hours as your colleagues?
Yes, and that may be a reflection on me a bit too, but I very much felt that I was a guinea pig. I had talked government into it, so I wanted to absolutely ensure that it worked. So I did do my utmost to make sure that it worked well for them and to demonstrate that I was working and what I was doing and what the links were. So I probably overdid that a bit at times, but I was very conscious of being a guinea pig at the time.
Now, it's 13 years ago that you first started. Are you surprised that there aren't more people in Western Queensland working for state government in the same fashion that you were?
Yeah, I am. I'm a bit disappointed about that, but there are a range of reasons for that. Probably Bernard Salt touched on some of them. I am seeing more people set up private businesses and working that way, and whether we can qualify that as teleworking or not, as John said, I'm not sure, but it has been a bit disappointing, I think, that there haven't been more trials run by government with rural and remote workers, especially given the fact that there are a lot of skilled workers out in the bush. And as some research I was involved in about 3 years ago through the Foundation of Australian Agricultural Women showed, there are plenty of skilled women out there and they do want work. They're looking for, you know, part-time work that they can do from home.
How do you see teleworking as an opportunity, particularly for people on properties, whether they be retired in the sense that they're not physically working the property anymore or that they have married into the business? What kind of opportunities is there there? Are there many more than we've seen in the past couple of decades?
Well, I think it depends where you live. People out here are interested. As I've said, there's always been a lot of interest shown in teleworking. I have seen more examples of people setting up consultancy, as I've done myself in the last 3 years, which does rely on people obviously having skills in a certain field and having the networks to get the work. But A great example of that would be a young woman out here on a property quite a long distance from town who set up a personal training advice business, and she works from her property and works via the phone and internet, and, you know, provides writes personal training programs for clients, which is working extremely well for her. So I think if you can be a bit innovative about what you can do and who you know in terms of contacts and what are your skills and what's out there, you know, I hope there will be more opportunities in the future, I think.
So we've all been talking very positively about it. So let's be honest now, though. Why isn't it being taken up? What are the drawbacks?
Well, there are a range of attitudes, and I think we've touched on them a bit. One for rural and remote is getting the job. That's a really hard thing to do at the moment. It's not easy to either talk your way in or find a job where someone will allow you to telework from home. That's not so easy. I think we'll see more of it, though, as, you know, the technology improves and perhaps attitudes change as well. But the whole management debate about, you know, needing outcome-based management rather than line-of-sight management is a big thing for many managers to get their head around. And hopefully, as time goes by and with a bit of training and stuff, people will change their attitudes about that.
What advice do you give people who come to you and say, look, I'm really interested in doing this, but I just don't know how to get started, or I don't know if it'll work?
Well, I usually send them to the Telework Australia website, which has got a lot of useful resources for employees and employers about the ins and outs of teleworking. You know, as I've said before, it is quite hard here to get work at this point. So I usually suggest to people that they think about what skills they've got and what needs are out there from employers. And so, you know, we are seeing more people setting up their own businesses. There's no reason why women with bookkeeping skills, for example, can't, and I do know some examples, cannot work from a property and do, you know, accounts for small business. So it's a matter of getting a bit creative and thinking about what you can do, who is likely to pay you to do that, and then being proactive about approaching people, getting all your, you know, your computer set up ready and going out there, and you have, you know, selling yourself a little bit as well, I guess.